Hello and welcome to a very special episode of the Joel versus Arthritis podcast. I am here in Milan in Italy for the EULAR 2023 Rheumatology Congress. It's the first time I've ever been to EULAR. So before I go on any further, just a big thank you to all the people over the last few months that have reached out and offered to help get me here. Really do appreciate it, and I'm not going to thank them because I don't know how many of them wanted to be public about helping me, but I really do appreciate anyone listening to this that was part of getting me here today, guys. I really do appreciate it, and that also goes for all the people that follow and support on social media as well. So to cut to the chase, I, because I'm mad, decided wouldn't it be great to do a day one at EULAR and day two at EULAR and report on basically, you know, what I found from a patient perspective and how things have been going from an advocacy perspective. Just try and give a little bit of insight to those of you at home that might be interested in the direction things are going. I should probably point out this point, you know, I am just one person and there are hundreds of sessions and I can only get around a couple a day. So I'm obviously only reporting on the limited sort of view I had. But yeah, just some takeaways. So first and foremost, you know, my main goal here over the next few days is to raise awareness of psoriatic arthritis awareness project that I'm doing with IFBA, to basically raise awareness of not only psoriatic arthritis and its issues and the way, you know, people feel and live and experience it, but to make people aware of the new GRAPPA treatment guidelines and treat the target and how that could, you know, improve outcomes, not just for the medical community but for patients as well. I should probably say at this point as well, guys, I'm not going to edit these because of the timing, because I'm very tired, my knees are on fire at the end of each one these days walking miles. These are just going to be completely warts and all accounts, so I hope that's okay. But that's how we do the Chronic Pain Club show on a Sunday night anyway, so those regular listeners should be used to the sort of warts and all unfiltered approach of this advocacy angle that we do. So yeah, I'm raising awareness of that project, and that's been really exciting sharing that, and the project tagline is Good Care with Psoriatic Arthritis. Been trying to get across, you know, what matters to the patient. You guys know how much I talk about the whole mental health side and, you know, the impact. Ask me about the impact, not just about the pain or the rash and, you know, this sort of thing. So it's been really good feedback to that, and I'm really excited. Busy day ahead on day two, sharing that further with a lot more people. So yeah, we're officially sort of launching the project this week. And one of the things that's going to come out of that you can expect between now and the summer, when I go to the IFBA Forum in Singapore, is that we will be doing like a little series of podcasts around that to raise awareness. So if that's something, if you have psoriatic arthritis and you'd like to be a part of that and share your experience and answer a few really quick questions on, you know, what psoriatic arthritis looks like for you and its treatment, then please get in touch, joel@joelnelson.uk. So that was that. That was really exciting, and I'm super excited to share with you guys more on that. But if not, go head over to the IFBA social medias. Either go to their website, or I think it's Psoriasis IFBA on Twitter. I might have got that wrong. But yeah, if you just search for IFBA, IFPA, International Federation of Psoriasis Associations, you will see the project work going on there and the stuff going out over social media all this week. What else did I see? The more important bit that people don't want to hear me keep rambling. What did I see as a patient? I sat in one really interesting session about mental health and comorbidities, and that was really refreshing. There was a lady that shared her lived experience, and you know, quite like a heartbreaking one, but not intentionally so. Just, I don't know, it just resonated with me. So basically it was about, let me just grab the lady's name so I give her credit, Jenny Christensen from Sweden. She was talking about how she had sort of developed cancer and how that had been missed, and if the doctors had just listened to the patient, that might have been found earlier, and how, you know, Dr. Google beat them by a couple of years, but they had no intention of sort of engaging with her, involving the patient, listening to their experiences. So that was a really powerful one, which hit home with me and many others in the room. There was also basically another presentation about comorbidities, and there was one key message in there that I did put up on Twitter for anyone that follows me at Joel versus Arthritis, and it was comorbidities add to the mental to the burden of disease and should form a core part of the management of people with RMDs. in routine clinical care, with emphasis placed on early recognition, prevention, or treatment. And yeah, that having that comorbidities add to the burden of disease, I think, and it was in bold letters as well. I don't know, that really, I thought to myself, we need more of that. So that, yeah, really good session. And another part of that session was a project I'd not heard of, called B3 from Keele University, and it was about how they'd used like creativity and co-production to support people with chronic pain and their mental health and to live with it. And again, that was really exciting. And yeah, go check that out. It's B3 Health, B-E-E, Free Health, all one word on Twitter. I imagine you can find it other places by searching that as well. But yeah, lady who presented that was called Laura Campbell, and yeah, that was really interesting to see how they'd used patients collectively, and right down to, you know, what to call the project, what to call the steps in that project. You know, I thought it was really really interesting, and the main takeaway was that, as you know, not everyone's pain is the same, and I think many of us have been sort of trying to get that across for a long while. So so that was really good. And and then the final session I squeezed in yesterday was, it was a bit of a controversial one, because it was, you know, like these things always are. It was about people with psoriatic arthritis having increased, being overweight and increased obesity levels. And it was a study, off the top of my head, I think it came out of Switzerland, that basically identified that people with psoriatic arthritis were more likely to be obese. And obviously there's lots of reasons for that, whether it's lack of activity, I would argue mental health comes into that again as well, depression, the way people view themselves, low mood leads to lack of you know, motivation and everything else. But what was really interesting is I actually found that it was more prevalent in men, and it was irrelevant, it did not matter their socio-economic backgrounds. So it didn't matter what sort of, if you were sort of you know, upper class, working class, it didn't matter if you were university educated or not, it didn't matter if you stayed at home or if you were in work. It was just this general sort of consensus from the data anyway, that that men with psoriatic arthritis were much more likely to be overweight and obese. So yeah, I found that one really interesting, because that's one I've always struggled with. You know, as somebody that's got cardiovascular comorbidities as part of my psoriatic arthritis, I always have high cholesterol. Doesn't matter if I'm super fit and playing rugby or in my current sort of less mobile, slightly pudgier state. I've always had high cholesterol. Doesn't matter how fit I get. And that is almost certainly linked to my psoriatic disease. We know there is lots of crossover with cardiovascular and comorbidities. So it's really interesting to hear that one. And hopefully those sort of studies lead on to more work goes into that. You know, because I don't know about you, we've probably all had those conversations where your doctor's asked you to lose a bit more weight and they don't understand how difficult that can be. You know, whether you are in a lot of pain, or in my case, it's more about how I look and feel about myself. You know, when I was fit and healthy, I would say yes to anything because that was the mindset I was in. Now, I know I'm overweight, I don't like the way I look, or I might have a rash somewhere that I know is visible, and it affects you. You know, you're maybe not going to go to the gym, or not going to go for that walk, or, you know, take up that new hobby that involves socialising with people. So so I felt that was, yeah, really interesting one. I'll be keen to see where that goes. So that was it for day one at EULA. I'm going to stop now because I'm exhausted. I'll try and get these in your feed at least within 24 hours of each day. I can't promise I'll do it at the end of each night, because anyone who's got these conditions and been to these types of conferences will know how much discomfort I'm in right now. But I'll try and get them out all the way up till Saturday, where I'll be flying home. So yeah, from Joel and day one at EULA in Milan, that's your little update, and I hope you appreciate these, and there'll be more to come. Thanks, guys. Remember to review and follow wherever you're listening. Bye-bye.